it's something that if you brush up against it, you may get a rash. Some people aren't allergic to it.
No, I know what you mean. It breaks out all over you, and you find it on the creek banks. The boys used to go swimming, and you know, and they had a place they went, and they'd sit on the bank, you know, and they'd just get that.
You call it poison?
Huh?
Poison something?
Poison ivy.
Okay. There are different kinds of. Is there anything similar to them? Poison ivy? Mm-hmm. Or what does poison ivy look like? Is that a vine or is it a plant?
It's a vine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you tell me some names of berries that grow around here?
Well, we have huckleberries and dewberries and blackberries.
Okay, what about a red berry that you might use in red berries that you might use in shortcake?
That's not raspberries, is
no,
it?
That you might use in shortcake.
Strawberries.
Okay. The kind of tree that George Washington chopped down.
That was the cherry.
Okay. And you might say you better be careful about those berries. They might be
poisonous or...
Okay. And this is a tall bush that's got clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. It blooms in late spring.
That's not the snowball.
I don't think so.
Not hydrangea. Is it a?
Not thinking of laurel or ivy or cottonwood or something.
It grows on mountains. Mountain laurel.
That grow real far up the mountain?
No. Now we went up Signal Mountain here last summer, and about halfway up, you could see it growing all up in there, you know. And then there's what they call a wild honeysuckle that grows, you know, out wild on the mountains.
What about something like the mountain laurel? Only it's got much longer segments of stem and grows further up the mountain.
Not rhododendron.
Okay. This is a large flowering tree that's got real shiny leaves and huge, beautiful white flowers. And it leaves a prickly seed pod about the size of a cucumber.
And the pod has red berries in it when they're ripe. I mean seed. Yeah.
It's got real shiny green.
It grows leaves. In the south more than
yeah.
It, yeah.
Deep south.
Oh, I went down the woods up there on the ridge and got me one set it out, and it grew. Magnolia.
Okay. And if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, well, I have to ask.
Your people or your husband?
Yeah.
Or
okay. And the man might say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Okay. And a woman who's lost her husband is called a... whose husband's dead.
Oh, he's deceased.
Yeah, she's called a...
Widow.
Okay, and if her husband didn't die, but he ran off and left her, she's called a...
He's nuts.
What's she called? She's not a widow,
He's a widower, I guess. Is that what you're trying to...
No, if he ran off and left her...
He's deserted.
Yeah, and you'd call her a...
Grass widow.
Okay. And the man whose daughter you are. Is your
father.
Okay. And